In other business news, Eastman Kodak says it plans to cut as many as 10,000 jobs. This news came yesterday after a disappointing quarter in which the company lost almost $150 million. Many Americans have a kind of emotional link with Kodak, which began selling cameras in the 1880s. A century ago, Kodak introduced the Brownie camera. Cost $1 and came with a tagline, "You press the button, we'll do the rest." Kodak sold millions of them. In the 1930s, it offered the first home movie cameras. And in the 60s, its hugely popular Instamatic cameras featured innovations like the four-sided flash cube.
Take one, take two, take three, take four flash pictures without changing bulbs. In color, of course. Newest Instamatic camera outfits from less than $18, only from Kodak.
As long as photography meant pictures in scrapbooks and kitchen drawers, Kodak continued to innovate in what was really its chemical-based business. But it was uncertain about digital technology. It wasn't until 3 years ago that Kodak went digital in a big way. Now, despite cutbacks and sagging sales, observers say the company retains its position as the leader in photographic imagery.
They still remain the number one, not only in traditional imaging, which is chemically based film, but they are now number one also in digital imaging.
Ulysses Yanos, a broker who's followed Kodak for almost 40 years, says if the company continues cutting costs and employees, all will be well, corporately speaking. As a photo-based company, he says Kodak has been better at adjusting to change than its key competitor in the traditional film business, Fuji.
They're way ahead of Fuji, light years ahead in digital imaging.
And Ulysses Yanos says there is still a very strong market for Kodak's traditional chemical-based technologies, not for film, but for the coated paper we need to print all those digital pictures.
And that is easily as profitable as film.
So while things don't look bright for thousands of Kodak workers, it doesn't seem as though Kodak's familiar orangey-yellow colors are going to fade away soon.
They'll be all right as long as they continue doing what they've been doing, which means cutting their costs in conventional, traditional products faster than the decline in sales.
Ulysses Yanos follows Kodak for the firm Buckman, Buckman & Reed. With the 10,000 job cuts announced yesterday, the company's total workforce will shrink to around 50,000. That's about two-thirds of the number of people Kodak employed in its heyday during the 1950s when Ozzie Nelson of TV's Ozzie and Harriet was a pitchman for the company.
The Kodak automatic 35 camera with its electric eye meter measures the light and adjusts itself automatically.
It's the newest idea in 35 millimeter photography by Kodak.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.